scriptures in the Bible. Amen. Romans chapter 10. The Apostle Paul loved the Jewish people. Chapters 9, 10, and 11 of Romans is dealing with the truth that God has set Israel aside because of their rejection of the Messiah. And in chapters 9, 10, and 11, the apostle is writing about this. But he's also telling that this is not permanent, that there will be a time that they will be restored back. And we know that to be true at the end of the 7-year tribulation time. As for today, the Jewish people, only a few of them are saved by the election of grace. Most of them are spiritually blind. And chapters 9, 10, 11 talks about all that. So in chapter 10, listen to how Paul's love for these Jewish people, his people, how we feel it in his heart. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. You see, they were not saved. Paul wanted them to be saved. Look at me. Look at me. We got a box there of people we want saved. Pray for them. I seen someone stick a name in there today. Pray for them. Don't you want them saved? That's what Paul said about his Jewish people. He said, my heart's desire and prayer to God is that Israel might be saved. We ought to have that desire for these folks. Why? They're lost. Prayer can make a difference, in other words. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. All those Jews, they knew about God. But they were not following the knowledge of God's word, like a lot of folks today. Have you read God's word this week? Shame, oh shame, if you hadn't been getting some bread from heaven to feed your soul. Shame, oh shame. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness. Listen to what he's saying. You're ignorant of what God wants, and you're doing what you want. Isn't that the way it is in the world today? Are you doing what God wants or what you want? For Christ is the end of law for righteousness to every one that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith, speak it on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. You know you can be saved. It's already there if you'll believe it. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scriptures say, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich in all that call on him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever will believe will be saved. I want to talk about salvation by faith. Living God, help me. I'm helpless. I'm just a vessel that you put here. And it's been my delight and my joy. And I praise you and thank you. Let your word go forth and just bless the heart of this people. Encourage, challenge, inform, comfort, strengthen, challenge, oh God, whatever we all need. Because it is your word, and it is true, and I believe it. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. The Apostle Paul loved the Jewish people. He wanted them to be saved. He knew that they were blind. That means spiritually blind. And had rejected the Savior, the only way to be saved. And that is a truth to this very hour. If you reject the Savior, there's no other way to be saved. There is only one way to be saved, and I don't care what professor or any other person says, there ain't but one way to be saved. And it is through Jesus Christ, the only Savior God provided. I mean, that's it. Paul knew the Jews believed in God, but they were hung up on their religion. And a lot of folks are hung up on their religion. You might be the religion of a Baptist, but that won't get you into heaven. In fact, no other religion will get you into heaven. Amen. There is but one way to be righteous, and the Jews had rejected that very way. The problem with the Jewish people was none of them were keeping the law as the law demanded. They thought they were, but they were not keeping the law. They were trying to, but just because you try to go to heaven won't get you to heaven, folks. Amen? You can try to be good, go to heaven, but you won't make it. The law's purpose was to teach the Jews and others that they were sinners and who needed a Savior. Do you know, do you really believe you're a sinner?
Amen.
I live with her. Amen. Do you really believe you're a sinner? You really believe you need a Savior? That's what the law, the Mosaic law, was teaching the Jewish people. They needed a Savior. They couldn't keep that law. That law was showing them they needed a Savior. And the Old Testament prophesied of their Messiah that was going to come and deliver them. But when he came, what happened? The law was condemning them because none of them were even keeping the first commandment of the law they thought they were keeping. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Anything anyone puts before God is sin and a God. Anything that's more important than God is sin. It could be your work. It could be your family. It could be 1,000 things or 10,000. But anything more important than God is an idol. It's a sin. I'm just telling you the truth. We have people today who sincerely think that because God loves them, that they're going to go to heaven. They really believe that. I mean, they're spiritually blind. They're in spiritual darkness. Satan is deceiving them. And the churches are full of such people. Many think they're a good person, so God's surely going to let me go to heaven. I never bothered nobody. I've worked hard, took care of my family. If them people can go, I can go too. I'm just as good as they are. Well, the only problem with that is the Lord said there's none good, and He's the judge. So how are you going to get around that? You're not going to get around it. Too many people just do not understand that without Jesus, they are a condemned person. Just as guilty as that man down at the courthouse that killed 10 people and they found him guilty and is condemned, every person is condemned before God to hell till they get saved. Here's the great problem. God is going to judge us by this book. He's not going to necessarily judge us by what I say unless I stay with the book. If I stay with the book, then He's going to judge you by what I say. This book says we are all condemned. People don't realize how valuable that book is. Amen. Amen. This Bible is so important. It's the most important book that's ever been written because it's the only book that's really true. It's all true. And this is what we're going to be judged by, all of us. The preacher, too. And the deacon. Amen? And the members. Saved or unsaved. We're going to be judged by this book. Now, that may shock some of you as it will many others, but you will find out it is true one day. John 12:48, Jesus said, He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words. Whose word is this? See, when I preach, I know it's poor, but I'm going to give you the Bible. The verse, chapter, book. John 12:48, He that receiveth not my words hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. It's right there. God is going to judge us according to this book, the Bible.
The Word of God. The Bible says that Jesus is the only Savior, folks. There's no point in arguing with anyone. This is the book. This is the truth. And you cannot argue a blind man to see the light. The only way a blind man, spiritually blind, can see the light is for the Holy Spirit to open his eyes. Amen. Amen. I can't open them. The Bible says we must be born again by faith. We, as believers, were saved by faith. You've not seen the Savior. You've not seen God. And you cannot see the Savior or God unless you believe. Faith. Christianity is the only religion that teaches salvation by faith. No other religion does that. Only Christianity teaches salvation by faith. Brother Chavis got a little sidebar this morning about churches. And most churches teach faith and works. Most churches, all you Methodists, all you holiness type churches, the Catholics, the Jehovah's Witnesses, which is a cult, the Mormons, which is a cult, they teach faith and works. Christianity is the only one that teaches faith for salvation. No other way. The Bible says we must be born again. It's a must. God is not going to bend the rules for anyone, not even for the Jews. Did you hear me? It's the same for everybody. The only way to be saved, Jew or Gentile, is by faith in Jesus alone. People think they can talk God into accepting them when they come to the judgment. They're going to be mistaken. Jesus has already addressed that. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What is the will of the Father? You got to be born again. By faith in Jesus, the Savior. Amen? We might be the only church in the county that all of our members go to heaven. Amen. Amen. Matthew 7:21-23 continues by saying, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied thy name? That is, preached. And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? They've been busy. And I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Not at any one time. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Man cannot explain away his sin. You can talk about how good you are. You can talk about how many times you went to church. You can talk about how much money you give. You can talk about how much, what all you did, but it won't explain away sin. Yes, that's it. The only cure for man's sin is the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood that was shed on the cross paid the sin debt, and to have that to your credit is received by faith. By faith. By believing in him. Who he is. What he did. And why did he do it?
for me. For me. He died for me. He died for you. But you only receive it by faith. Israel rejected salvation by faith. They wanted to live by the law, works. They wanted to live by the Mosaic law. But what does the Bible say in Romans 10, 8 and 9? Who shall descend into the deep that is to bring up Christ from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. You know this Bible is true. And God gives you enough faith to believe to salvation just by hearing His word. You don't have to have a certain amount of faith. You've been given enough faith.
Amen.
God's word is nigh. This morning it's ringing in your ears because I'm sharing it. You know it's true, but many just will not believe. And that is their choice. That's what happened to Israel. We're just not going to accept this man. This man is not the man we want. We want the man that's going to deliver us from Rome and make us the head of all the nations. That's the kind of man we want. Well, that's not what God gave him. God gave you a man that's going to suffer and pay for your sins on a cross and then die. And that would please God. Y'all mighty quiet this morning. People today want to live as they please. We got this attitude everywhere today. Don't tell me what to do. Well, God is. God says you either believe or you don't. You'll either go to heaven or to hell, your choice. People want to live with the religion they choose. And every person thinks their religion is right. You couldn't argue a Jehovah's Witness out of that to save your life, nor a Mormon, nor a Catholic. You can't, or a Jew, you cannot out-argue them. They're going to die holding to that and fall into hell still believing it. God's righteousness is Jesus Christ. That's how to be right. That's the only way you can ever be right. Nobody is right with God in all the world except by faith in Jesus Christ that you've not seen. That's the way God is getting a people to be His people. You got to believe God. God is a God of integrity. And if you don't believe God, that's going to be your loss, my loss. I'm just telling you like the Bible tells us. The Bible says, therefore, there is neither salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given among men. Listen to this. Whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. There's no other way to be saved. It's just by Jesus, folks. And it's by faith. Salvation is by faith. God's not asking you to do a thing. Jesus has done it all for you and for me. You don't have to do anything. He's not asking you. Jesus did it all.
Therefore, the only way to be saved is by faith. Ephesians 2:8-9, two of my great scriptures. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's five great truths in that scripture. Let's look at them. Those five great things. Maybe you want to do like I did in my Bible. Underline each one of these. First of all, for by grace. Underline that. Grace. What is grace? We don't deserve to be saved. We don't merit salvation. We don't deserve salvation. But God is offering His grace towards us. He loves us so much, He wants to save us. And then the second word, for by grace are ye saved. You're saved by grace. You don't deserve to be saved. God sees not a single thing in any of us. Goodbye, pride. God don't see a thing in us that's worth saving. Did you know that's why you got to be born again? You got to be a new person. Amen? Am I right? Amen? God don't see a thing in man, the flesh, that's worth saving. That's why you got to be born again. Become a new person. And He does that by grace, through faith. The third word I point out is, for by grace are you saved through faith, believing what God says in His Word. You can't get saved any other way. And you can't get saved without the Word of God. Amen? Salvation comes by hearing the Word of God. The engrafted Word of God, James says, is able to save your soul. And then the next word we want to look at is, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift. Salvation is a gift. God gives you salvation by faith. Isn't that wonderful? Think about this. There's no other gift as great as the gift of salvation. There's no other gift. At Christmas, you might get some wonderful gifts. On your birthday, at your anniversary, you may get wonderful gifts. But they're cheap compared to salvation. Salvation is eternal life, living forever without any more troubles, and living where in a land of love like you've never dreamed of love. I'll guarantee you, when you get to heaven, you've never dreamed of such love. Not in your greatest imagination. Love will be so wonderful in heaven. I'm telling you, folks, about the love of God for your soul that He washes with the blood of His only Son to make you acceptable to go into His presence to live for eternity. And it's all by faith. It's all by faith. And then the last word, it says, not of works. There's not anything you can do that will give you the right to go to heaven. Everything that makes it possible for you to go to heaven is of God, grace. Now, you may have never heard a sermon on grace and salvation by faith before. You just have today. By faith, not by anything you do. We didn't deserve it, but God's love for us is so great, and God wants you in heaven so much, He let his son die to make sure you could go there and be with him and let him show you all his glory and all his love for eternity. God just don't want you there for 20 years. Sometimes people come to your house and they wear out company, right? Mr. Chavis goes to the house, he stays 5 minutes. Amen. Amen. Hey, in heaven we won't wear out company. That's my point I'm trying to make, folks. Mr. Chavis, you know that, don't you, sir? Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ has rescued us from God's wrath. Y'all listening? You've been rescued, if you've been saved, from God's wrath. Now you read over there in Revelation about when the wrath of God's poured out on this world. That's just part of God's wrath. Wait till you drop into hell if you go there. Jesus Christ suffered all that hell could experience on a soul. Now he didn't go to hell like some ignorant preachers preach. He didn't go to hell, but he suffered all the agonies of what hell could afford, hanging on a cross for 3 hours, from 12 to 3. He experienced the wrath of God. As we saw, we were formerly dead in our trespasses in sin in Ephesians 2, 1 through 3. We were dead in sins. We couldn't get out of that. We didn't even want to get out of that. You know, folks, listen to me. You know, sinners love being sinners. The worst thing that can happen to a sinner is to hear he's got to get saved and he don't want to. How do I know that? I experienced it. Amen. Did you want to get saved? No. Till the Holy Spirit got to dealing with you, convicting, drawing, working. And it took more than one time, didn't it? For some of us. Yeah. God's wrath is not a popular topic in our day, but if you get rid of this truth, you may as well throw your entire Bible, because it is throughout both the Old and the New Testament about God's wrath against people. I just happened to open up my Bible a while ago accidentally, and it turned to 2 Chronicles, I believe it was, chapter 29. And you know what I read there in the second chapter? I weren't even planning on this today. Listen to this. And I've got it marked. Wherefore the wrath of the Lord was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he hath delivered them to trouble, to astonishment, to hissing, as ye see with your eyes. For lo, our fathers have fallen by the sword, our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. God let his ancient people be demolished. Let me tell you folks something this morning. This is true. God will let you go to hell if that's what you want. God is letting people go to hell every day. He don't want them to go there. But when you reject his son that suffered hell, that's your choice. That's man's choice. I'm talking to y'all about salvation by faith. You can be saved by faith, by belief, by not doing anything, because God has ever done everything for you. And if you'll just accept his son, and the more you learn about him from this old book, the stronger you'll be in your faith. The more you'll enjoy your Christian life, and you'll look forward to what's waiting for you when you leave this world. I lay in the bed last night. I got up last night in the middle of the night and worked on our thoughts some, going over them. I like to go over them an hour or so on Saturday night, working on them during the week. But I like to get it together in my mind on Saturday night, and everything's quiet. I got to thinking about, after I went back to bed, I couldn't go to sleep. And I got to imagine being in heaven and trying to meet all the people that I've known. I just can't figure out how God's going to arrange all that. And it's bothering me, Brother James. Amen? But it's going to be a time, folks. And when we get there, we're going to be there forever. We're going to be there forever. Because of sin, we all are alienated from God and His holiness. All who are not saved are under God's righteous judgment, objects of His wrath. And God don't want anybody to be lost. His Son died for everybody. He died for the world. Theological liberals have always emphasized God's love and denied His wrath. Can you imagine those people go to seminaries? They're standing in the pulpits right now preaching. There's no hell. And you know what? The congregation is massive in size. Bit sad. Seminaries are teaching these men this. My Lord, don't nobody read the Bible? I believe this old KJV, folks. I've told y'all before, I used to believe it. Now I know it. As a teenager, I believed it. But I've studied enough to know this is true. I see God answer too many of my prayers. The one prayer I can't get God to answer, and I don't know why, He don't give us no people. But I see all my prayers being answered. But He won't give us no people. I don't know why. But you know what? I'm glad we don't have no troublemakers in here. Amen. Praise God. By going to the cross, Jesus paid the penalty that we are under because of our sin. Paul said, "For by grace you have been saved." Either you've been saved or you haven't. There's no middle ground. You're either saved or you're not. Have you been saved? Have you acknowledged you are a sinner? You know you're a sinner, and you know you need forgiveness, and that only Jesus Christ can forgive. If you don't go through that process, you've not been saved. According to the Bible. How do you get saved? So then faith cometh by hearing. Listen to me carefully. We'll be done in the next hour or two. So then faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the word now. And hearing by the word of God. See how simple it is? In Romans 10:17. So then faith. You hear this Bible being preached. God's given you enough faith, if you're not saved, to be saved. All you got to do is accept it into your own heart. Acknowledge you have sinned. And ask Jesus to forgive you and be your Savior. He's never turned anyone down. Hebrews 11:6, one of my favorite scriptures, by the way. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Wow, what a scripture. Without faith, you can't please God. After you've been saved, you've got to live by faith. Because Hebrews 10:38 says, now the just shall live by faith. And what does that mean, preacher? It means you live by this book here. That's what it means. And that's why every day you need to be in it. Because if you don't, you're going to have a skimpy, puny, weak soul that Satan will wear out, causing you trouble. Living a life that's not fruitful for the Lord. I'm trying to make clear what the Bible says about this crucial question. It's not uncommon to have people say, well, I've lived a good life and done the best that I could, or I'm a good person, and I've never tried to hurt anyone. These are wrong answers when it comes to getting into heaven. Getting into heaven is not just a simple matter of answering a question correctly. It requires a spiritual resurrection from the dead, as we have seen, which means a new birth. You must be born from above. That happens by faith in believing in the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And he's your personal Savior. Jesus Christ is a personal Savior. It requires having God forgive your sins so that you are truly reconciled to him. All your sins, past, present, and future, have been paid for forever when you trust Christ. Well, what if I sin after I'm saved? Will I get lost? No. He's already paid for them. That's what these other churches are so messed up on. He paid for all sin. Now, if you sin after you've been saved, no, you're not lost again. But if you don't repent and get that right, the Lord will chasten you. That is, he might discipline you to the grave because of disobedience. Because he's not going to let his children that are saved children live committing sin, shaming him, making a mockery of being a Christian in the world of him. He's going to deal with you. And he'll deal severely if you won't listen. There's a lot of people going to the graveyard early or have serious illnesses because they're Christians that's wandered away. They're not living but a book. And God loves them, and he don't like for them to live an unholy life. He's not going to let you get by with it. You better listen to the preacher. I'm just telling you what he said. Read Hebrews chapter 12 if you don't believe it. For I say unto you, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:20. You got to have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You can't go to heaven on your righteousness. It comes, we need Christ's righteousness. The scribes and the Pharisees were the religious leaders of the Jewish people. They were careful to obey the outward rules of the Mosaic law, but Jesus told them that the outward righteousness is not sufficient. Coming to church every Sunday, going to prayer meeting every Wednesday night, reading your Bible every day, helping that little lady across the street is not enough to get you to heaven. You got to be born again by faith in Jesus Christ.
Let me conclude by saying this. Romans chapter 10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That's it. I can't add nothing to that. It's God's word. Salvation by faith. By faith alone is the only way to be right with God. And it's the way to live your life and after you have been saved. Live by faith. Live by this book. And how can I live by this book? I don't understand this book. That's why you got to grow in grace. We start off as babes in the Lord. I'm still learning. This is my fourth or fifth Bible I've wore out. I just noticed a while ago, it's already starting to tear apart. But I'm going to keep using this until every page falls out. Because you can't get no more like this one. They got new editions now of it. I don't want like it. Are you saved? You're saved by faith, by the grace of God. Trust Him. Love Him. Serve Him. You won't ever regret it. And if you don't, you will regret it forever. Forever. Loving God, thank you for allowing me one more time to share salvation by faith, as recorded in your precious and wonderful word. I pray for every soul here. I pray you'd encourage, challenge, and Lord, help none of us be willing to be satisfied where we're at spiritually, but that we want to grow in the Lord, to learn more about the Lord, and that we're looking for the Lord to come and deliver out of this cursed world. But while we're here, Lord, help us to so live and to share the good news that others might know of the salvation that's free to those that call upon the Lord. I praise you and thank you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. May the Lord speak to hearts this morning as we stand together. God gives us salvation. I tell you, every one of us that's saved ought to be at the altar praising God that He give me salvation, that He'd save my rotten soul, that I could live with Him forever. What a Savior, folks. How thankful. How thankful we ought to be. How we ought to praise Him, worship Him, enjoy Him as we live day by day. I don't know about nobody but myself. I just enjoy the Lord every day. Amen? Amen. Lord, look down upon us. Lord, we know You're even here with us. Lord, we just need You, Lord. We're helpless, Lord. We're nothing, Lord. But we are Your people. You have bought us. We belong to You, Lord. And we're at Your disposal because we surrender ourselves to You to accomplish Your perfect will in Jesus Christ's name. Should there be someone that's really never said, Lord, I want You to save me. Oh God, prompt them today. Nudge them today. Help them to see the value and the need to call on the Lord who stands ready to forgive and to cleanse and to give salvation. I pray in our Savior's precious name. Amen and amen.